Chapter 15, Mishnah 2. So this Mishnah continues with giving testimony about a husband who's died. If a wife comes and she gives testimony, same as the last Mishnah. Basil Omrin, Basil say, Lo Shemanu Ela Bavar Min Hakatzer. He says that we don't accept her testimony unless she comes from the harvest. And he adds over here, and she says her husband died from a snake bite. So busy harvesting over there, and a snake bit him, she says. That's her story. And not only that, but Osa Medina, but he says it has to be in the same place. The same place that he died, that's the same place that the court hears the testimony and why. So then they can go and verify that this whole thing happened. They can look into it a bit. So basically they'll disagree with the previous opinions in the Mishnah. And they say, Uchemasa Shahaya, no, and they say, because there was a story where this happened. A woman was bitten by a snake. I mean, the man was bitten by a snake, and the woman came before the court. And in this case, the court allowed her to remarry. So basically, I'll say that precedent is what we have to stick to. It has to be the same parameters as that story that was already Paskin. And if it's not the same parameters, then we don't allow her to remarry. Amri lo bei shama, so bei shama said to him, achas abo min hakatzer, whether she comes from the harvest, ve achas abo min hazaisim, whether she comes from, or whether it happened, she came from gathering olives, ve achas abo min habatzer, or she comes from the grape harvest. In other words, it doesn't have to be exactly the same. But not only that, ve achas abo min medina la medina, even if it was in a different place, it wasn't specifically that in that case they paskened it has to be those same parameters. It just has to be that it was something, something that happened. Yeah, a like situation, something that happened. And even if it's in different countries, that would still be okay, says Beis Shammai. And then says the Mishnah, Chazru Beis Hillel Lahiras Ke Beis Shammai, that Beis Hillel retracted their opinion and they paskened like Beis Shammai. Doesn't delve into why they retracted their opinion. It's kind of like he said one thing, you said another thing. Okay, I'm changing my mind. Not really a forceful argument, but as the Mishnah says, they retracted their opinion and they paskin like Beis Shammai.